Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Time to get real. Welcome, everyone, to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And I am, yes, I'm broadcasting in the middle of the day in California because, don't tell anyone. I called in, well, I didn't call in sick. I just said I wasn't coming into the office today. I woke up. I wasn't feeling it. I was just feeling like staying at home, being quiet, getting in tune with the universe, getting in tune with my internal voice, if you will. And as soon as I made the call and said, I'm not going into work, guess what I did? I went back to sleep. Yes, I just took a couple of more hours sleeping. And this is why sometimes we have to take time for ourselves. And I'm going to switch that up. Not sometimes. A lot of times. We have to just take time for ourselves. It's like being an automobile and needing a tune-up or needing your sparks changed or needing your tires rotated. It's very, very important. And I'm not talking about meditating. I'm not talking about exercising. I'm talking about just doing nothing. Relaxing and doing nothing. Oh, the blasphemy. Doing nothing. Yes, doing nothing. But let's get back to the intro. I'm so excited to share with you some of my insights. And I've gotten so many great emails and contacts. Thank you to all my new listeners. I have tons of new listeners. Today is going to be a show because it's been requested. Just a couple of minutes, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes of an intro. And to my new listeners, who the hell, who am I? Why do I have this show? What is this show about? Well, let's start with the show first. Reality Spirituality is a concept that I use to define and to discover and to, it's like a treasure chest. It's like a journey to the secret of life. That's right. And Reality Spirituality is a show that dissects our everyday life experiences. I don't care how mundane, I don't care how exciting, I don't care how repetitious it is. Our everyday life experiences, our context, our conversations, our events all have a link to the universe or you know, people get mixed up with these labels, universe, God, source energy. Some people don't even use labels, higher power, whatever it is. But there is, for every one of us, you, all of us can agree that everything is made of energy, and that energy is basically what drives us, in which direction. The energy is our steering wheel, if you will, to what direction or how we're experiencing and what we're feeling and all of it. It's the key, because like energy attracts like. And so you, my dear listener, are made up of energy. Everything is. And with that knowledge, because we are energy, we vibrate at a certain frequency. Everything vibrates. Everything has a frequency that they vibrate at. And whatever you're vibrating is exactly what you are going to attract. You can feel the difference internal. I'm talking about an internal difference of, say, your saddest days or one of your saddest days. You remember how you felt. And then you have a day that you'll never forget because it was filled with so much, everything that you wanted. It was your perfect day. I don't care what you were doing, who you were with. It was the best day. It made you smile. And every time you think about that day, you smile. And you can feel the difference internally. You can feel the difference in both of those days. Energy vibrates at a certain frequency. And so that vibration is that vibration on your sad day, bad day, horrible day, or your, and I'm putting labels on it just so it's easier to understand, or your day that, you just wish you had a million of them. So what this show is about is sharing with what I've discovered how to maintain this content, happy, connected, joyful, passionate, energizing, funny, fun. How can you maintain that? Regardless of what's going on outside, regardless if there's bombs and fires and earthquakes outside, this show, Reality Spirituality, is about an internal temperature, your internal clock, and how to maintain and sustain this peaceful feeling no matter what happens. To vibrate the same as one of your most glorious days, but yet the circumstances surrounding you are not that glorious. Yes, it can be done. Yes, I am an example of it. I'm not fully cooked. I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still understanding even more. And that's what this show is about. Your specific relationship, you, my dear listener, relationship with the universe. It's a personal relationship. It's personal to you. No one else. Now, that's kind of scary. But if you really think about it, it's exciting because you have the power. You have power to create whatever internal reality you want. You can choose to be sad or angry or bitter or jealous. That's a choice. Now, yeah. This show is not about don't choose that. This show is about when you choose that, this is the result. You always get a result. You always get an effect for what we're causing. And when I say what we're causing, you can I'm standing up, quite frankly. My hands are in the air, if you can picture this. And I'm so excited because you can create whatever internal environment you want. And if your priority is peace and happiness and contentment and joy and love and laughter, if that's what you really want to feel all the time, guess what? You can. You can. You have a choice. This show, to me, gives me the opportunity to share with as many people, as many listeners as I can, what I have learned about this thing we call life. And it has nothing to do with circumstances. Now, this shit is not taught in class. We don't learn this in our schools. But we did, as children, we learned that circumstances dictate our mood. Circumstances dictate how we feel. Circumstances are in charge of what kind of day we're going to have. Think about it. Circumstances, people, the news, the economy, bills, your bank account, all of these friends, not having friends, lover, no lover, happy marriage, not happy marriage, all of these things. Well, let me just say this. Let me speak for myself. I thought that all of those things that I just mentioned, and a million more, was the reason I was feeling the way I felt. If I went to Vegas and I won $55,000, $100,000 on the slot machine or Keno, guess what? I'm going to have a good day. And if someone in my family was killed in a car accident by a drunk driver, guess what? My day is going to be fucked up. Excuse me, reality spirituality. I've never used that word on air. My day is going to be messed up. Am I right? Or am I right? So this show, for my new listeners, is about how, why, let's say how and why, I can even throw in when and where. What's the other one? What? Jesus. Why did I start that? This show is about learning, sharing strategies to give us better odds, higher percentage, ways to feel like we just won $55,000 in Vegas every day. Let's throw that up to $1 million, quite frankly. Now, I'm not going to tell you that this is going to happen overnight. In fact, reality spirituality is just that. What is the reality of growth? Well, we take a child, a baby, just been born. Do we stand over that baby and with our hands, we're staring at the baby, we're bending our knees, we're looking at the baby in the crib and saying, hey, can you hurry up and start walking? Hey, can you hurry up and start growing your teeth? What's with that hair? Please let that hair fill in. Why can't you walk? Gee, we have to carry you. Do we do that? No. Growth is about time, but being relaxed with it. Relaxed with the time that it takes. There's no stopwatch on growth. The universe is not telling you or even wanting you to, oh, gee, when, come on, hey, what's up? When am I going to get this lesson? Let's go. No. So I want you to be, I want you to really feel that everything and everything that's worth it and everything of value, it takes time. It takes time for that rose to grow and bloom. It takes time for that baby to be to grow up and I mean, come on, I'm still learning right now. We never learn. We never stop learning is what I want to say. We never stop learning. We never stop growing. And that's what this show is about, growing. Growing to get to that place where you've won $1 million every day. And to have that feeling, that's what I really want to say. Have the feeling, have that vibration of, wow, this is a hell of a day. Regardless of what happens. I have a lot of really exciting news to tell you, my new listeners. We're going to be having a few guests on our show, and I'm going to be scheduling those next week. But among some of our guests are a couple of people that have contacted me on Facebook and befriended the show, and also a world-renowned author, Barbara Berger, is going to be interviewed on the show also. She has a brand new book, and it's called The Awakening Human Being. I am reading it. I've read it over. I've read it twice, and then I'm just going back and highlighting it. You grab the book, and you just don't want to put it down. And basically, she is speaking about our mind, our mental, what it is, what are our thoughts, why do we label, cause and effect, laws of emotion, laws of focus, laws of free will. So she's going to be being interviewed probably in the next week or two, depending on her schedule. I'm just so excited. But before we go into our topic today, after I've done that long introduction, and the topic is defining yourself, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and I will see you back here in about 30 seconds. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
And we are back. By the way, yes, that is my son doing the theme song, Reality Spirituality, and he calls in from time to time. But you are listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. The topic is, this is part two of three parts, defining yourself. And a couple of days ago, I spoke about what does that mean when we define ourselves, and what definitions do we place on ourselves, and we put the labels on, we put the definitions on, we put it on, our society puts it on, the family puts it on, your parents put it on, your coworkers, but we are all labeled, defined some way, somehow. In fact, let me just ask you, a couple people in your life, if someone came up to you and say and asked you, hey, what's your son like? Well, you'd have a paragraph or two or three, or if you asked me, I'd have a whole book about it, about who these people are. And we do the same things to ourselves. We define ourselves. It doesn't matter why, it doesn't matter how, but we put labels, and we put labels on ourselves based on our perspective. Sometimes we label ourselves based on other people's perspective. But this defining, having a clear definition of who I am or what I am, unless it is the same way that the universe defines you, or this God defines you, unless it's the same, those definitions are going to be in conflict with your happiness. Let me give you an example. I used to think, one of my definitions of myself was a warrior. Now, a warrior, come on, that's up there. You're up there, you're first in charge, you're the leader, you're stand up for wrong, you're a fighter, a warrior. And I played that role to the because guess what? I thought I was a warrior too. I sure did act like it. I sure did behave like it. And what does that mean? I used to say to people? I used to say this about myself. I used to say, and I would be proud of it. I would say, you know what my weapon is? I have one weapon. One weapon. Of course, people would say, well, what is it? What is it? What is it? And I'd say, it's a hammer. You know how I went through life? I don't care who you are, what you are, mother, father, son, husband, ex-husband, get it? Oh, my weapon was the hammer. And what did I hammered you right over the head with it. Maybe you could feel some of that right now, the way I'm talking. I was so passionate, but I would hammer people over the head. Now, what does that mean? That means I would get angry. That means I would call names. That means I would put my foot down. That means if you didn't do it my way, you had a problem with me. That means that I was pushy. I was bossy. I was, let's see what else it was. And I'm being honest. Wish I wasn't so honest. You get the picture. Some people can even say I was a bitch. The problem with all that is, I was so good at it. The problem started showing itself when I stopped feeling good about being a warrior. You know, I was ready to do something else. It didn't set well in my soul. I was troubled by that behavior. And the reason why I was troubled by it is because now at this time or that time in my life, my priorities shifted. My priorities of having to be right. My priorities of needing to be in control. My priorities of wanting everybody to... Do you realize I had people tell me that they had to walk on eggshells when they were around me? And you know what I said to that? That's right, you're supposed to be walking on eggshells. But guess what? There came a time in my life where creating the environment of people don't have a clue when I'm going to explode or blow up didn't feel good to me anymore. It didn't feel good anymore. And my definition on my priority switched to peace, happiness, relaxed. I chose to switch how I was going to define myself. And I switched from warrior. Are you ready for this one? And this is my new definition. And before I tell you my new definition, this is a part three conversation. Because in part three, I'm going to tell you and share with you my new behaviors. The behaviors that I have chosen because of the definition I have chosen. My new definition of myself is cream puff. Cream puff. Sweet, gentle. Listen, if you threw a cream puff at somebody, I should say marshmallow, same thing. You threw a cream puff at somebody, they're not going to get hurt. I don't care how hard you throw it. So in part three, I will share with you my new definitions. And I want you to come back and share with me how do you define yourself? And if you're happy with that definition and if you're happy the way you're feeling, and hey, I'm cool with it too. But in part three, I'm going to share with you the whole morphing from a warrior to a cream puff and what gifts and what treasures. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I will talk to you next show, part three, how you define yourself.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality.